Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Ilona Europa. Hello, whole world. And what can I say? Ilona Europa Monday. I love my chair. I love my Mondays. And I love my guests. Too much love in the air. But that's what really this show is about. It's about people from all around the world coming to this gorgeous country of ours. Gorgeous country. Day before election. Ouch. But, and what they are bringing with them, mostly very, very warm hearts, beautiful traditions, accents, and that's why this show is called Accent On. And hey, Ilona Europa has one, and I will not get rid of, I tried, but then I said, no, having an accent, that's all what I can do and be different because of that, and obvious, I couldn't get rid of my accent. That was the problem. But today, in the studio, is like Accent On, the best representation of accents. We have American accent, we have Polish accent, and we have accent from...
Brazil!
Brazil! I want a music, I want a dance, I want a... Okay, but you are gorgeous, you are beautiful, you are tall, you are an actor. What is your name?
Tatiana Figueiredo.
Okay, we need one more time. Slowly, Tatiana with easy for everybody. Yes. But your second name, that's tongue twister.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay.
Figueiredo.
Figueiredo.
Figueiredo. Yeah, okay. You were good.
Almost. That's why I'm asking always my guests to introduce themselves. If not, I'll mess up everybody's names. Barely remember my own. That's why I changed my name. I'm Ilona Europa. Obviously, this is not my own name. I was born.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I was born.
I like it.
Yeah. Duan Kotapska, which that's my Polish name. Then two ex-husbands we don't want to mention. And then I'm Europa for many, many years. And officially, soon I will become officially Ilona Europa. Cannot wait for this moment. Anyway, okay. Let's introduce our guest. And in few seconds, I will be having probably phone call from, I cannot wait for this beautiful artist, amazing voice. People know her very, very well, and she'll be calling in 2 minutes. But for right now, we have studio filled with great guests. Two of them came unexpectedly, but more is merrier than I cannot wait. Then we know our beautiful Brazilian girl. Then, oh my gosh, what town you are from?
Oh, São Paulo.
São Paulo.
And
yes. She's a princess. So. We just decided she's a princess because she brought to the studio her Prince Charming. What is your name?
Ilmar Mulder.
Listen to this unusual name also. Again,
Ilmar Mulder.
And we'll talk to you too. You're an actor. You, of course, are her Prince Charming and beautiful love story. We cannot wait to talk a little bit about that. And who introduced me to these great people? Who people?
Oh.
Person who comes back to our show and we love him, love him. He brings already fresh, like a really fresh air of talents, I can say. Who are you?
It's Corby Waste, your NASA friend.
Woo!
And I'm telling you, he came from the sky. He's like NASA. His brain is there and he will say a little bit who is he. But really, he loves the art. He loves art and singers. And many, many years ago, three years ago, we met because you wrote to me on Facebook about amazing singer from
Scotland.
Yes, and I agreed with you. She had a talent. Her name is?
Scotia.
Look at you. We are like talking back and forth, but I love it. And we love Scotia, and you just came back from Europe.
Yes, I did, and I wanted to see her, and she couldn't quite get to London.
Okay, we have a phone call. Oh, my gosh. What excitement.
Hello.
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 Okay, who we are talking with? And people will love your sound of your voice. This is Ilona Europa.
I certainly love the sound of yours. My goodness. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And please, if you do not want me to mess up your name, then please introduce yourself to the people who listen. And then will be talking, I'll be speaking my own way, funny way, with a little bit accent.
Okay.
Okay.
We are. My name is Jeanette Napolitano.
Look at you, Jeanette Napolitano. Okay.
Yes.
People will say that's a great name and sounds a little bit Italian, but you are not.
My grandfather, of course, my grandfather was Italian, my grandmother was Russian, and then on my mother's side, there's a lot of German, so I guess that makes me about as American as anything, you know?
Yes, you are like the bestest accent-owned person in the whole wide world. You have so many accents in you, your blood is filled with many, many accents. But outside of that, what can I say? You are somebody very, very special. You are... still the leader, writer, songwriter, bassist, vocalist for like legendary band L.A. Concrete Blonde.
I suppose so.
You know, if I introduce you this way, then people say, oh my gosh, this is a little bit like a few years ago. Yes, we are not counting the years, but music, this is something that never dies, is like fresh blood, always is running
Absolutely.
Through our bodies.
Absolutely.
And you are here to stay, you are always on the road, and we would love to know a little bit more about you. You are from California originally.
I am, I was born in Hollywood.
Hi, Hollywood girl. Why you are not here? Where do you live right now?
Well, it got really crowded, you know, and I came, and I'm a Californian, you know. My father rode his motorcycle all over California. When I was a kid, we used to go camping. We used to go to the desert, and by accident, I actually wound up out here in the desert, and I found that it was peaceful, and I found that it was good for me, and I could have my animals, and I have my goat on the porch, and I've got my horse. I just gave him dinner before I called you.
Oh.
Her. And so, you know, it's just good. There's space, and, you know, I have a couple of musicians from Texas that are living in their camper right now out by the horse, and so we're going to rehearse tonight a little bit. So there's space, and you don't have that in the city, unfortunately. You know, it's too crowded now. There's just so many people. When I was little, you know, in Hollywood, I remember, you know, the down Santa Monica Boulevard, you know, there were the cable rails, you know, they had cable cars, you know, back then when I was born, you know, when I was little. So I've been around a long time, but it's just very crowded, and I'm very happy out here, and I think it's a really very lucky to have found my place, you know. I'm not that far.
You know what? What I can say, this sounds like I can be jealous about your lifestyle, having friends who can come to you, and you are you know, in the environment that you decided you are the most happy and creative, and you have musicians, yes. You have probably your own studio, you have animals that you love, and you have memories of childhood because you chose this place because probably of having good time with your daddy you there.
I'm a Californian, you know, it's hard to take the Californian out of the girl, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different place in the world. There's nowhere in the world like it, really. Okay. Especially Hollywood, for sure.
Yeah.
For better or worse, you know.
Oh, girl, but you really, really had a very, very strong career as a singer and band leader, and like I say, instrumentalist. And we will be talking a little bit about your upcoming show, and we'll be talking a little about your releasing your new DVD. But yeah, I can say, okay, she got tired of all this crazy Hollywood world and touring and singing, and now that's why she escaped to the peaceful place. But I really think you are really like the gypsy soul a little bit. Is this true?
Is it true what?
Gypsies, like little bit gypsy soul.
Oh,
you
well,
need to be
you
free.
Know something? Yeah, I think that's in the blood, yeah. And, you know, I studied flamenco in Spain.
Oh, come
so
on.
I know gypsies pretty well.
Yeah, that's the lifestyle, you know, that really certain people, the big.
Well, it is, but it's a lot, you know, I want to be graceful in my life, and I don't want to try to do the same things, you know. I think I had a very clear idea. My godmother lived in Hollywood, and she was an amazing woman, and I really admired her, you know. She was very graceful, you know, as she aged, and she was really beautiful, and she really loved nice things and just grew tomatoes in the little garden in Hollywood. And, you know, and I just thought, well, I don't want to be, you know, LA is a strange place. You know, people yes. aren't really age appropriate and those things, to say the least, to be nice about it. So, yeah. to, you know, it's, and I'm, you know, especially in rock and roll and in this business we call show. And, the, you know, it's just kind of, I'm very aware of that. And I always want to make sure that I, as an artist, I was maturing in a way that was creative and not complacent, and that I was always fresh and always open and willing to try new things, but really aware of what I can do well and be aware of. At an age, you say, wow, I do what I do well because I've been doing it now for a long time. So you're aware of, I think, what you have to pass down or teach. And like you said perfectly, you know, music is forever. You know, other people have kids. Well, my music will last longer than your kids.
Yes. Then let's talk about music right now. Please. My question would be, you will be here very soon for your own one-woman show, although it's not really, can we call it this way? And just bring us to the today, and then we'll go back a little bit to past.
Okay, I've been touring that show now for almost 3 years, and I wanted to go back to. Oh, it was very, you know, it wasn't easy. You know, people, the band was together for a long time, and I've been playing for a long time, but most people just know me from the band. But I started playing guitar when I was 9 years old, you know, and to me, it was always just, I was just a kid sitting on the bed playing guitar, no matter what, you know. And I wanted to go all the way back to that and really, you know, because people have perceptions of who you are. Art is what you make it as an observer, and music is how it makes you feel when you hear it. I can write a song or sing a song, but you are interpreting it in your way. It is you are feeling it for your own reasons, because it reminds you of something or because it makes you feel something, you know. That's a very serious thing to do, and I wanted to get all the way back to why I was doing that in the first place. And the only way to do that was to be brave enough to be by myself with a guitar again, all the way back, and go out there. And it was very scary, but it was very cool. It was really essential. It was essential because your perception of your perception of the artist is not necessarily how I feel about myself. And you know, so it was up to me to reintroduce myself at this stage in my life to people as honestly as I could, and hope they still like what I do. Hope they like me, you know, anyway, in no matter what I do artistically or musically. And if not, then everybody parts ways and we're friends. And if so, then come along, because I'm, you know, life is very interesting right now. And there's a lot of creative energy to tap into, to say the least.
Seems like, you know, the time is always right now for everything what great artists are doing. We love past, but really we always live today and for the future. The creative people. I'm also a singer-songwriter, trust me. I never give up on my dream, and I do live my way, and I just love this about you. I have a 1 second, I need to ask one of my guests in the studio, if you can go and bring our head of LA Talk Radio, because the screen just went into sure. Skype, and I need to bring back music. We had a little bit technical issues, but for a second, I just need to come back to the screen with the music, because I just want to start playing our song. Okay, now, you are in California. When you are in California? In like a few days?
I'm in Joshua Tree, California.
Yeah, but you will be playing, you have a show soon coming, yes? One more time?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm doing San Diego Friday. It's a festival called San Diego Music Thing, and I'm playing a place called The Office Bar. And then Sunday, the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood, which is haunted. I love that place. And then Monday is Tucson, 191 East Tool, which is a huge supermoon. So it's the biggest supermoon in our lifetime ever. So the Division Men, who are here from Texas, are coming with me, and we're playing together, and they're opening up, and it really sounds like magic, but we didn't know about the supermoon. But now that we know about the supermoon, it's going to be off the planet, so it's going to be good.
That's very, 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 very special, probably very special show. I know that you were touring for and just with this show for a few years, yes? This is something that you...
Yes. A DVD, 3 years. And I was wondering, I didn't know where to record it. You know, there's so many places that I've played with so many great audiences everywhere in the world. You know, Concrete Blonde played China in 2011, or it was 11 or 12. But I mean, so Brazil was brilliant, and Australia's brilliant, and all these audiences are great. And I thought, well, where am I going to do this live DVD? But I didn't feel like, at the end of the day, the important thing was, where can I work on it, spend enough time editing, not just shoot it and send it out there. I've been talking about doing it for so long. I really wanted to take a good amount of time and inject creative elements into it. There's some, besides live performance, which I ended up shooting at a friend of mine's place, which is down near Palm Springs. It's called Bart Lounge. And it's art bar and art. It's got great art, and it's a great bar. And so I ended up taking 3 days before doors open to shoot it there with no audience, but it was still in a club. You know, it's, with an audience, it's so risky, because God love them, but if somebody says one thing, you can't get rid of it, and
it's the
whole performance can go to
ruin
hell. You know,
yes, you can ruin.
So I was really worried about doing that, because it took me so long to work out the show. I read from my book, you know, I wrote a little book called Rough Mix that you can still get through Amazon digitally, although the copies are gone originally, so I'm working on a second one. But I read a little bit from the book, and that was really fun. And so it was an interesting show. I really, really liked it. It was multidimensional. On the DVD, there are a few little scenes there where I talked to my shrink. And I think that you'll appreciate that, maybe.
Absolutely. We all need good shrink talk. That's for sure. You know, oh gosh, you are so interesting, woman. I know I want you here on my next to me.
Well, I would love to visit. I would love to visit sometime.
Then I know, yes, when you will be. Thank you, Mike Gormley, for introducing us. And I would love to have you here live and just talk to you, because your life is so multi-leveled, so many things you do in life, but time for music, because if I don't play your great, great, great songs, then people know you. I know people know you have so many followers, and so many people know so many songs from your past, and I know everybody comes back to the very important song from your past, from Concrete Blonde, Joey. And I post this on Accent On, and we have a video. People
Thank
can
you.
Go and check. And also information about you. I couldn't befriend you because you have too many friends, but what can I do? But anyway,
okay.
I send requests,
well,
but
we'll
it's fine.
We'll have to be real friends face to face then.
Yes,
no,
then looks
room.
Like then you will erase some. Another wannabe, and then I will be your real friend. But right now,
okay.
Let's start All About Eve. I would love people to listen to this beautiful, beautiful song. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I really like that one. Well, of course, we all love the movie, and there are so many. You know, it's just your typical Hollywood story, really. Anybody who doesn't know the film, or anybody who's young, remember the classic Betty Davis movie. It's basically, you know, her young protege is her friend, and then ends up trying to steal her husband and all that. It's a metaphor, you know, but it's pretty cool.
Okay, let's listen. Beautiful.
About Eve. paper crown you wear so well. I know, but I won't tell. It's all about Eve, all about Eve, all about Eve. Fame, fame, fame. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. She'll have it all one day. So get out of the way.
I love it. I love it.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
I'm really flattered. It's beautiful, and your voice is just out of this world. And it's just beautiful. I want to play, because I always play two songs, but I have three. Then I really think, in a way, I want to play next one. Then what about Here? You are not here, but the song is called Here, and I want to play this one. Is this okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's listen. Jeanette Napolitano, Here.
Okay.
I know I'm complicated, and I'm sorry for all that. All the love I try to make comes out half-baked. It just falls flat. I'm a little bit a mess, but a lot of love and heart. Sometimes I just can't stop. Sometimes I just can't stop. Well, I never had a map, I never had a plan. All I have is scraps of who and why I think I am. And I am a little less, and you are a little more. And I've never really seen my life in quite this light before. And all you need from me is for
don't even know. We have three great guests. We love it, love it. You know, it's so naked, but it's so also amazingly clothed. All the songs are just beautiful and deep, and they have the storylines. It's like, oh my gosh. You're taking
Thank
us there,
so
lady.
Much.
Lovely.
Oh,
okay.
Well, you know.
Yes, we have the most important, again, message to give to the people that they can see you live and listen to you. One more time, please, can you give us, please?
Okay, sure. Friday. Is it Friday? The 11-11 is San Diego Music thing, and that's a bunch of bands playing down there, like a little festival kind of thing, the conference. And it's at the Office Bar, and that is in San Diego, and that is 11-11. The 13th, which is Sunday, is at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood, one of my favorite rooms to play in the country, as a matter of fact. I really, really love that room. And Monday is the 14th, the Super Moon. The Super Ultra Super Moon is over 191 East Tool in Tucson, Arizona. How beautiful is that moon going to look in Arizona? It's going to be amazing.
Wonderful. And we will be having our show available for downloads in a few hours, and the people can listen.
Oh,
people
good.
Can find out,
okay.
Again, information if I miss something, that we have a lot of people going back and downloading the show, then hopefully if they don't didn't get right somewhere on the paper, they can come back and see over and over, and go to you, of course, to your website and to the Facebook, because all the information is
Thank
also
you.
There. I saw. Okay, I need to say bye bye to you right now, and I
well,
wish you good luck.
Well, it was such an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. You are quite an accomplished woman. I was extremely impressed to read of your fabulous life.
No, but now
so
the two.
I will look forward to meeting you as well.
Yes, yes, and not on the highway, because the next and the last song for today is the highway. Highway, but I don't like so much highways. You are lucky you don't live next to the highway.
Okay.
But this song has probably great meaning for everybody. Then we'll listen and thank you.
Okay.
Please tell
thank
us,
you.
Not with my funky accent, your name one more time that we can like wrap around this beautiful show.
In Italy, I would say Janet Napolitano.
Oh, I like that too.
That's right.
With Polish accent will be Janet Napolitano. But when
nice.
Yeah.
In
a
Portuguese, I would say Janet. Napolitano.
Look at the way, as a Portuguese girl. And then, you know, everybody says differently, but we have all the information on my Facebook Accent On page and LA Talk Radio Accent On with Ilona Europa. Please, everybody go to a page there too. And in a few hours, the show will be ready for downloads and listen many, 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 many times to these gorgeous songs. I love you, and I cannot wait to
Thank
meet
you
so person.
Much.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you
See
too.
You soon, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
We are going back and coming back to our guest in the studio. That was great.
She's
amazing.
Beautiful.
She's what
I
a
love
voice.
Her music.
The sound and really, really gets straight to your heart. Oh, we miss singers and songwriters like that, that we can almost touch when they sing. So good. But you know what? Right now, we are coming back to our guest in the studio. Okay. one more time, Tatiana, can you tell us your name one more time?
Yes, it's Tatiana Figueiredo.
I love it. Oh, gosh, my way, I don't want to mess up. But again, what I love that you have an accent, and you can say that for actors, this could be a trouble a little bit. What do you think about that?
Yes, it is a little bit. I have to learn English when I came from Brazil. It was my dream. I decided to start my career over again. So it took me like 5 months to learn English. And now, of course, I've been taking classes for reduction of accent.
Yeah. Yeah, but I really, really see, I'm here 20-something years in America, and I see more and more that acceptance of who we are as Americans here, living here and working here, is that that's who we are. Why we need to kill the accent,
yes,
to the point that we need to separate, we cannot be ourselves. I think people who watch films, they love the accents of real actors. How can you pretend that you are not... who you are, you know? I'm Polish girl. I always will be one. And the same with you, you know, your heart will be always in Brazil. You have this beautiful, warm, danceable sound of your voice and little raspy, and you're gorgeous. Then people, I know you all accept accents, no problem, honestly. I never, ever had a problem with one American person telling me, oh, you have an accent, I don't want to talk to you. They tell me, oh my gosh, you have so beautiful accent, I love to talk to you. That's what it is, then TV and radio and all the film industry, please listen to people on the street. They want our accent. They love our accent. Accent rock!
Yeah.
Is this true? Yes! Okay.
Then, no, I agree with you.
Yes.
I mean, it's beautiful, and that's why I love LA. We have a lot of people from different countries, with different cultures. And I mean, I love my country. I love my culture. It's my language. It's Portuguese. And it's amazing how we can fit different actors from different countries, and we're here to share and give what our experiences and what we have, and it's me with my accent, and I can give life for other characters with accent.
Absolutely. And again, I'm saying, turn to the streets, people, and see all these people passing us by. They are like 50-60% people have an accent, or her grandma and mother and or father from another countries. That's what America is about. Then we need more of that, the real America in the movies, you know. Then, you're working very hard. You're a very young, beautiful girl. Soon we'll be talking. You have not only great future, but your future as a person.
In a relationship.
In a relationship. And I know soon wedding is coming. We'll talk a little bit about that. But right now you're working so hard in this business. And, you know, I looked into your past and your bio, and I'm impressed. How long you're in America?
Now, more than 3 years. 3 years and maybe 4 months, something like that.
Yes, but, you know, again, I'm coming back to the people from outside. They mostly work much harder than Americans. And for you to get a job in commercials, in movies, or roles in a theater, because you are actor in a theater that we love.
Yes, White Fire Theater.
That Kobe introduced me to. The bosses of this theater, they were here also with us. And again, thank you for loving this theater, Kirby.
Oh, you're welcome.
You are there everywhere.
He's always there. No, he's always there. That's impressive.
This is like, you know, you home, away from home for you, this theater.
Yes, I love it.
You love it, you know, and I'm so happy that, like I say, you are introducing me to these beautiful, wonderful people. And I'm coming back to you, you know, when I was looking into your bio. You do lots of stuff. You are really hustling or looking for the job the best that
you can. Yes, I can tell that.
That's what we need to do. Then if you can pick with this lot of roles and smaller and bigger and things that you love the most, what was the little break for you that you felt like, oh gosh, I think I can make it here? Was the one role?
Let me see. I did like really hard characters here. It was for short films. I did one that I had to be homeless and a whore and someone with problems with drugs. But I think when I could be part of a really huge movie here, that was Suicide Squad. It was really small, but just being there in that production and and getting
what
all
can
this,
be, what could be
amazing.
Very soon in future. Hey,
you can feel like, oh, I can touch that if I just work more and harder.
Yes.
I can just be then with a nice role.
Yeah, I don't know if people like the word "I'm working hard." I never hear this too much here. I'm working hard. People complain about working hard, but I am proud of working hard. I always make this, oh, I work so hard because I know the results are coming. I'm smiling, you know. Even my beautiful daughter, she always say, "Mommy, you are working so hard." She never say, "Mama, you are working so hard." She, and I know I create my own baby the same way. She's working so hard and she's getting, you know, her career in her hands. Everything's going well in her life. Then I'm 100% sure you'll be just fine here. And now, when you found your prince charming in this gorgeous theater, introduce your future husband to us. How did you meet? Of course, silly question, in the theater, probably. Yes?
Well, can you start? But we met, of course, because of the theater. But actually, our first meeting was, we were going to watch a boxing, so it was kind of funny. He's a... Jake is our producer for The White Fire, and he introduced us on this game night, but I wasn't looking for a relationship, so we just became really best friends.
And it was like a year ago, 1 month ago, 2 years ago, or 4 years ago, three probably.
It was a year ago, right?
Yeah, it was just a year ago.
Okay, we're just listening one more time. Your name?
Ilmar Mulder.
Yes, and I love to find out that you also have a little bit European and outside of Europe family, yes? Your grandma was?
My grandma was Peruvian, and my grandfather is Estonian.
That's so beautiful. And you are originally not from Los Angeles?
No, I'm from the East Coast in Connecticut.
And you are going back to the snow. You're taking a beautiful Snow White, and the wedding will be there.
I will survive.
You will survive. I was trying to dress her up in the furs and scaring her how cold could be, because can be cold, but...
Yes, I need to be prepared.
But it will be dreamland, dream wedding. Could you tell us a little bit where the wedding will be?
So, yeah, it's just going to be there and in a theater. That was his first theater. That's going to be very lovely because we are actors, and being the theater for our wedding, it's just magic.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Perfect. It was this your idea?
Actually,
we were looking for places, and
actually, it was your mother, right?
My mom was like, "Oh, well, you should talk to your director back east and see if you can get married in the theater." And I was like, "There's no way that we can get married in the theater." And I asked, and they were like, "Of course, yes, it's yours.
That's
do it."
So beautiful. Okay, Corby, please.
This is Corby. They got engaged on stage.
Oh, yes.
This is the ongoing beautiful story. Yes, this is like so cool. Imagine. Okay, who will tell the story? Corby, you'll be? Or you? Because you were shocked.
Okay,
you
did, let me just
he
say,
was
know?
The audience. He can tell.
Did you knew that this will happen? Did you know?
Everyone was clapping, and they were waving out at the audience, and we were all happy. All of a sudden, Ilmar walked out into the middle, and we went, "Oh, what's going to happen?" I was snapping pictures. I saw the whole thing.
This is so cute. But tell me, because play was before, yes?
Yes, it's at the end of the show.
Had a good ending, this play?
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
The
mean,
play that
the
you play
finished.
Had a good ending?
Storyline? No, actually, it's funny because in our scene, I end up with his friend.
Oh,
but just
you got even. Good for you, got the girl in the real life. Right. Congratulations. That means that you didn't expect this to happen. Yes, Tatiana?
No, I wasn't expecting it. He just told for everyone, just to stay on stage when the play finish. Brian, our director, is going to say something. But then he end up in the middle of the stage, and he was walking through me, and then his knees.
Oh, my gosh. Did you start expecting something? He started walking towards you? Did you have this little...
Starting getting nervous. Was like, oh, my God, what is going to do?
You had the courage in front of hundreds of people.
Everyone told me, "Oh, you didn't look nervous at all." I was dying.
I know you must. You were sure that she said, "Will say yes."
No.
Yeah.
It's that was the worst part.
Yeah, that you amazing that you went through that. Beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's perfect. Carvey, how people reacted?
Oh, everyone Probably. Went crazy. And watching Tatiana almost falling over, and then when she said yes, we knew because he just smiled. So, and I got that picture. And
I saw. I saw the picture. I will be posting because you gave me today lots of pictures, and I will be reposting them. I saw them a little bit later, but yes, and I saw when you introduced me to Tatiana, possibility that she maybe will be my guest, and I was flipping through her story. I'm like, that's so cool. That's so cool.
And when the show finished, it was so like amazing. I had this lady. She came to me and saying, oh my God, I was already impressed with the play, but then at the end, it's life on stage, and you made me cry, and I thought it was so beautiful, and this guy asking you for... Oh my God.
Who is coming to America from Brazil? Who is coming? Who is coming from the wedding? Parents? Are you flying them in?
Well, actually, we're going to do another party back in Brazil.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, so then my parents are going to pay our tickets to fly to Brazil, yeah. And then all my family can attend.
Of course. So don't worry, my second marriage, I had nobody. I didn't know anybody, almost like, I didn't speak almost English, and I had no idea, you know, what I was saying, and it was like 25 years ago. And really, it was petrifying because I couldn't bring my parents. I had no passport for them, and nobody could fly.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't have kind of solidarity. Yeah, I don't have family here. No, yes. Friends.
I was
alone. I have friends, but
don't worry, all will be okay. Although I said I will instead of I do or whatever. I just got messed up.
We don't care.
Really, very unusual ending of my life story. A love story is not so good, but you know what? The real love will prevail, and I know my parents loved each other till then.
Yeah, my parents were like that. They got married when they were very young, and they're still together. So I truly believe in love. And I truly believe in love for everything, for your life, for your relationship, in your career. I think when you choose something that you love, anything can be nice.
Anything, and you know,
you
having...
You can go through the problems.
Yeah, somebody next to you who understand also your work and your passion. I people say, oh, don't marry people who are in the same business. I really believe wrong. I really think that
we're
people...
We're doing really great.
That... And other things that people can see, of course, on Accent On links to IMDb, and I post your picture. Hopefully people can go and see and learn more about you. Absolutely. But I want to give... Okay, maybe give us your website one more time.
Yes. Well, it's my name.
Oh,
it's,
people, spell this name.
TatianaFigueiredo, Tatiana Figueiredo.
I love it.
.com.
That's so beautiful name. Then again, everything is on Accent On, and of course on the Facebook, and in a few hours people can listen again and again to the show and just get all information. Right now, I wasn't sure, Carvey, that you are coming, but I'm so happy to see you. You came back just from Europe.
Thanks. Yes, I did. I decided within 2 weeks to just go to Crete and stop in London on the way. Just boom, I went.
Like, just you woke up, okay, 2 weeks, I'll be in Europe.
Yes.
I love it.
Wow. Yes. I want to do this for my life.
Yeah. I know you're a pretty serious guy, and you are here maybe fourth time, and you always describe what you do. I think I got like 60% already what you're doing. And but every time when you describe your profession and your past, excites me so, so much, because people need to know who you are. And knowing that really they touched a few things that you created probably or maybe many, many times in their lives. Could you, in short way, explain who is Carvey Weist?
Sure. Well, you've all seen my artwork. I make pictures of the space missions for NASA JPL in Pasadena. And these pictures even include now the Europa mission.
I just cannot wait. Please, please. I know I have the big, big poster. You gave it to me because we had another show on the cameras too. And I have this in my studio. I just love it, love it. But I don't know. I still think you need to like giving me more presents. Then I will have my studio like wall, you know, with your art. Because I love this idea that something is bigger than life up there, and you create from your imagination something before they go there.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's right.
People. He knows how he's there before people go there. Who is he? Are you from another planet or something?
Well, I'm not an engineer, not a scientist. Yeah. I'm from Marin County, where George Lucas is from, and that's part of my story. I was one of the first people to learn computer graphics, and I also loved the space program.
Yeah.
And then I had a very, very lucky break getting hired by NASA.
And you are there for how many years?
I'm in my 18th year.
And wow. They don't want somebody else? I'm not saying anything, but I think, you know what, I say, do you want to stay there forever?
I shouldn't say this. I'm getting kind of restless.
Ooh. Yeah, because... I think you are like so intertwined with NASA right now. Everything, the history past, you will die there in a good way. Because I cannot imagine that they will not want to see what you come up with in the future. On the other hand, life is about reaching out for something else. And you probably waking up 2 weeks before Europe and say, I'm going to Europe. What will be one day when you wake up and like, it's over. Now I am what? What will be your passion, if not for NASA, which we don't want you to ever leave this place, but what will be the next the passion for you?
Getting married and maybe living in another country.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. Did you fall in love with Europe?
Yes.
You do? No, I know. I took my daughter. Like I said, you met Natashka. Did you meet my daughter?
No. Not yet, but she is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, and I took her to Europe, and her heart, she left in Europe, in Poland, and now all what she says, she wants to live in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, child, you didn't really live through winter or in England through the rainy weather. But you know what? I love that she feels this way because she will have both ways, the beautiful America and beautiful Europe, if that's what she wants to do. And yeah, then if you can choose Europe, a place in Europe where you would like to be.
I liked the Mediterranean. That appeals
warm.
To me. I'm interested in the ancient history, especially of the Mediterranean.
I would love to have you back, and we'll be talking a little more about your trip to Europe. For right now, if somebody wants to see your beautiful art, how we can find you? Not in the sky.
Well, you can look up on Twitter. That's a good place. We're all on Twitter, right?
No, not me.
Yeah.
I suppose
saw
to be.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
I call myself Mission Artist.
Yes.
So if you look for that.
Mission Artist, that's very simple.
Yeah. And
people
can
remember.
And you can look up my first name, Corby, C-O-R-B-Y, and then type Mars, and you'll see lots of art.
Amazing, amazing. And today we had in the studio our beautiful, beautiful Tatiana, and she's originally from?
Brazil.
From what town?
São Paulo.
Say hi to your mommy and daddy and everybody who listens there, because they can listen. We have app on the iPhones, and whole world listens
nice.
To this show. It's not only in America. Then how you'll be saying this in your own language?
Oi, mãe. Oi, pai. Tô aqui no rádio. Falando aqui com a Ilona, um prazer enorme. Adoraria que vocês estivessem aqui. Um beijo aí para vocês. Um beijo pro Brasil aí também.
Now, the future son-in-law, what language you will choose to say hi to your future parents-in-law?
Just knows a little bit.
I do know how to say hi.
Okay, how you say?
Oi.
Oi, everybody. Oi to everybody in Brazil. And, of course, to your beautiful parents who probably cannot wait to have you soon. Then, I don't even know if it's something that I missed because I have 1 minute before I need to say bye to everybody. Didn't play my music today. That's how much I love all of you.
Wow.
But that's fine. Yes, one more thing.
Oh, yes. Before we finish, I would love just to say tomorrow, Tuesday, we have a show. And the tickets are just $10, a special price.
Where is the place?
White Fire Theater on Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks.
That's lovely. And I still believe that probably we were talking about with having commercial for the theater on our show. I need to come back and talk to Brendan or whoever, if they wish. We would love people to remember this place. Again, name of the theater?
White Fire.
Tomorrow, what time?
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m. And it's Sherman Oaks. The theater is in Sherman Oaks. That everybody go there, buy the tickets.
Yes.
$10, only 100 seats.
Come
on
to watch us.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Congratulations. And
thank you.
We'll
again.
Be observing both of your careers.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Kirby, you are back.
We will find
the reason, and you will bring me some stamp or something. I will tell you why I'm thinking this way. It's always reason that you are here. I just love it. Love you, people. Thank you so much for right now. Bye-bye. See
Bejus.
You and listen. Yeah, bejus. That's beautiful. Do widzenia. That will be in Polish. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.